Today Christ is born. Alleluia, alleluia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Shine into our hearts the light of your wisdom, O God, and open our minds to the knowledge of your word, that in all things we might live and act according to your good will, and may live continually in the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated as we listen to the word proclaimed.
A reading from 1 Samuel. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year, when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord repay you with children by this woman for the gift that she made to the Lord." And then they would return to their home. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow, both in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 148 responsively. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all you angels.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars.
Praise the Lord, heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded, and they were created. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars,
wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world, them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven.
The Lord has raised.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude in your hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A lot of people have a tradition during the holiday season of watching certain movies. I went to my neighbor's house last week and we watched The Christmas Story. Don't shoot your eye out. And then some other friends had convinced me to watch It's a Wonderful Life and Elf on the same evening. I had never seen the movie Elf before. And so here's the, in case you haven't seen it, this is a story of Buddy, who is a human who was raised by elves. And he leaves the North Pole in search of his true father. And a heartwarming story follows as Buddy finds home and love, and he helps others find home and love as well, even the people that didn't know they were searching for such things. That idea of seeking one's true home and the coming of age type of story, that theme is prevalent in many movies and pieces of literature. And I think today's gospel is sort of like one of those stories. Luke gives us the only biblical story that we have of the young Jesus. There's a big gap in the Bible between the time of the infancy narratives that we hear and see this story and the next story that we will hear when you come next Sunday for the baptism of Jesus as an adult when he begins his public ministry. And this is the only story in the Bible that we're shown between that time of the infancy narratives and Jesus' baptism as an adult. So here we see in Luke's gospel Jesus as a 12-year-old in Jerusalem for their annual Passover festival. And Mary and Joseph are the worried parents who've lost him in the crowds. And after 3 days of looking, they finally find him talking theology in the temple. But I think this story is as much about Mary as it is about Jesus. On the one hand, we can hear Mary saying, "Isn't it enough that I gave birth to him in a stable? Isn't it bad enough that we had to leave the country and live as refugees in Egypt in order to escape that evil Herod? Couldn't there be some calm in our life after all that we have had to go through with this boy?" I could just imagine Mary wishing that her son would be able to grow up like other kids in the neighborhood, learn a good trade from his father, marry a nice Jewish girl and have some grandchildren for Mary, so that she would have the respect and the admiration of other women in Nazareth. On the one hand, we can hear Mary saying, "Isn't there some way that I can just put up some walls around our little village? Isn't there some way we can just be a normal family? Can't we do God's work in our own home, in our own little village, and forget about the outside world?" But on the other hand, we see this Mary, and we can hear, remember her saying, "Hooray for God," when she is told that she will be having this baby. This Mary, who patted her belly and thought, "This is the one who's going to establish that upside-down kingdom. This is the one who's going to be used by God to fill the poor with good things
and send the rich away empty. This is the one who's going to take on the evil in the world. And now Jesus is 12, and it's starting to happen. Already, he's seeking his own path. He's going his own way. Mary and Joseph had both heard it from the angels. They'd heard it from the shepherds, from the wise men. They heard it from Simeon and Anna when they took their 8-day-old baby boy to the temple. They had heard it, that he was a gift from God, that he would do great things. And yet, when their 12-year-old looks at him and says, "Didn't you understand that I must be in my Father's house?" I'm sure with a little eye rolling. 12, after all. That must have hurt them. That must have stung, even though they knew. Even though they knew what to expect. If Mary wanted to build a wall around Nazareth and find a way to keep Jesus there, let him be a carpenter, give her grandchildren. If that's what Mary wanted, we could understand that. Because I think we have that same impulse. We want to keep Jesus in the manger, where we know we can always find him. We wouldn't lose him. We wouldn't lose Jesus. We want to keep that sweet infant sleeping silently on the hay. We want to keep baby Jesus in our hearts. But that isn't really what God calls Mary to, keeping the walls around Nazareth. And that's not what God calls us to either. Real life takes a lot of effort and a lot of energy. We've all got work to do, meals to prepare, children to raise, things to do, problems to solve. Why can't we leave Christ in Christmas? Why do we have to pay attention to the world out there? Can't we leave sweet Jesus asleep on the hay? A few days ago, many of us stood in this very sanctuary or other sanctuaries around the country. And we held our candles in the darkness, and we prayed and sang for silent, peaceful, holy nights. Jesus, the light of the world, has come into our world to cast out darkness. We light candles, we turn on our Christmas lights, and we're reminded that darkness will not overcome the light. God has taken on flesh, and God's love for us will not be extinguished. No matter how much violence or anger there is in the world, God wins. Light wins. Love wins. The promise is given to us, and we can trust in that promise, even in our searching, even in our own darkness. We can trust in that promise. But there is a temptation. Like Mary could be tempted, we want to put up a wall, shut out the darkness of the world on the outside. But we will not give in to that temptation. I'm so happy that we had a baptism this morning at the beginning of our service so that we could be reminded of the power of the light. We stood together and said a no to darkness and a yes to the light. We lit a candle for little Cameron, and we praised God for the light, not just for the baby Jesus, but for all the promises of Christ. We stood together and we said, we will proclaim Christ through word and deed. We will care for others and for the world God made. We said, we will work for justice and peace among all people. There might be a temptation to turn inward and to try to construct our own world of safety and security. But God calls us to take our light out into the world, to proclaim God's most amazing grace, not just here in the safety and surroundings of this manger and this community, but God calls us to take our light, our beliefs, our promises, Christ's promises, out into the world. How are you going to do that? St. Paul, in the second reading today, Paul gives us some ideas of how to do that. If you're in need of a New Year's resolution, other than losing those 3 pounds that you gained over Christmas, if you are in need of a New Year's resolution or maybe two, take a look at that second reading and see if you can find something that needs to be enhanced in your life. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. Bear with one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Let the peace of Christ rule your hearts, to which you were indeed called to be in one body. And be thankful. That's what St. Paul says. That's what St. Paul calls us to do in order to live in this body of Christ, in order to live in this world outside. With that attitude as our candle of light, our candle against the darkness, we can change the world. All of us are called to this. From Cameron to our teenage acolyte, to our college students home for break, to our cynical middle-aged people, our searching young adults, to our kind old people, and our grumpy old people as well. All of us are called to be a light against the darkness. We're not called to be something different than we are. We are called to take what we are, who we are, and be that candle against the darkness in our world. Christ is the light of the world, and I pray that all of our candles against the darkness, that is Christ's light, will shine brightly, that will eliminate the darkness that's in our world, the darkness of poverty and war and violence, that our candles against the darkness will cast out fear and vengeance and loneliness that is in our world and is in our own hearts. Christ is the light of the world. Find Christ where he is, in the world where our lights are needed too. Don't leave Christ in Christmas, but look for him where he is, being about his Father's business. Let your light shine there, in that world, and you be about our Father's business too. Amen.